My problem with motivation is it has no longevity to it. And you seem like a person that is gets motivated by people like Ed and I and others, but inspiration lasts forever.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
What do we got on the store here, question-wise? Why don't we dial, who are you gonna dial first? Nick, we're gonna dial Nick here. If he doesn't answer, once again, I'll give a little training on how to leave messages to get people to call you back. Remember, when you call someone, only two things can happen. They answer or they don't. If they answer, go ahead and converse, transition that interest to share a vision. But if they don't answer, you have one objective, and that's to get them to call you back. Hopefully he'll answer so I can answer Nick's question. These guys are so well prepared here with me. We're surrounded by absolute genius, those who have cleared the connection to the most powerful source of energy, light, and enlightenment. That's what I've surrounded myself with, a higher frequency to raise my awareness so that I can make simple and good decisions to make people happy, not only myself, but other people can impact them. Go ahead, join me here. Welcome,
hey,
everyone.
Hey, leave your message.
Watch this. I'll teach you how to leave a message.
Thank you.
Watch.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording,
you never know how long these messages take,
do you? Press 1 for more options.
Hey, Nick, it's Dave Meltzer. Just returning your call to answer your question. I know you are probably on the other line or in a meeting you can't get out of, but go ahead and call me back if you wouldn't mind. This is David Meltzer, and my number is 949-336-6380. That's 949-336-6380. Give me a call back. We'd love to answer your question. Thanks. All right, we will call somebody else as we wait. Wanting to know what you see as the biggest challenges, obstacles, voids, or hurdles in your 2020, either year or decade or day, as you fall in the context of how I think and what I do is a daily activity of being efficient, effective, and statistically successful, really using what I call the Meltzer kaleidoscope, living my life with a lens of productivity, a lens of accessibility, which has a duality of how accessible am I to others and
Hello.
How am I accessing what I want. David, this is Dave Meltzer. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. It's really great to get this call, David.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for taking the time. But we are live, and I want to get your question and see if I can't be of help or service to you. What question, if you don't mind repeating, do you have for me?
How do people really drill down into identifying their gift, you know, their purpose, their what it is they're supposed to be doing? You know, any advice you have on that? And then how do you get going? How do you get traction?
Yeah, so number one, you know, I don't believe in work. I believe in activity you get paid for and activity you don't get paid for. I believe that everybody already knows their why, and that why is to help other people. But figuring out our what is really the most difficult thing. And what and how we do that, I have a formula that I utilize that can accelerate you finding that passion, that purpose, as well as the prosperity that comes along with that, those lucky few that people look at and say, wow, he has everything. And I think it's just created by a habit. And that habit's very simply one that's driven by the four values that I teach, gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and inspiration, but guided by, most importantly, the ability to learn to love what you are currently doing. When you create a habit of learning to love what you're currently doing, not voting for other things, not voting for what other people want for you, but learning to love what you do and also finding the light in everything that you do, activity you get paid for and activity you don't get paid for, the universe responds, the activity responds with more and more opportunity. And as you change your mindset and you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. You're able to now find things before through perspective, mostly gained by that gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and inspiration that existed at all times, but you couldn't see them before. And as your awareness rises and as your attention and intention, the activities and desires and knowledge and skills all aggregate into the coincidences that you want in your life. And I find the best way to accelerate towards the trajectory or towards what you want is to look, number one, within, but look with what you already have, finding the light in what you have, and then that perspective is then brought upon other opportunities that are existing all around you, and pretty soon you're in an entirely different mindset, which puts you into an entirely different space. Does that sound fair to you?
Yeah, it sounds, you know, inevitably when somebody has this kind of a conversation, you know, I listen to a lot of people, right? I listen to you a lot. I listen to Ed Milet. I listen to a lot of different people talking about this subject matter, and it always kind of makes sense. But once they're not there, you kind of, I think I maybe tend to think too hard, right? I want to get from where I am, and I think I've got to kind of not necessarily reinvent the wheel, but I mean...
Here's what I suggest is, you know, and I think a lot of people, there's a difference between motivation, and I know a lot of people will reach out to me and say, oh my God, you know, I'm actually on the TV show, World's Greatest Motivators, right? Bob Proctor last week, Les Brown this week, I'll be the week after. My problem with motivation is it has no longevity to it, and you seem like a person that is gets motivated by people like Ed and I and others, but inspiration last forever, right? To be in spirit, to clear that connection. So one of the tricks that I have for people that, you know, align with me now, get motivated, get off the phone, feel much better about themselves, is that the first step is to lower the bar. What I want you to do for me, and we're going to effectuate a whole new change in your life, is instead of putting a big picture in front of you, just lower the bar to something that you know you can do every day. So if it's even just, you know what, Dave told me to lower the bar, I'm gonna spend a minimum of 30 seconds a day focusing in on finding the light in what I do, activity I get paid for. So I'm gonna spend a minimum of 30 seconds a day just concentrating, putting my attention and intention, the desire, skills, activities that I'm gonna do during the day, just 30 seconds a day, and see if I can do that every day for 30 straight days. Watch what happens. You'll stop being motivated and you'll start being inspired. All right.
That sounds cool. Yeah, that's really great stuff, Dave.
All right, Dave. Well, you keep in touch with me. I'm more than happy to help. I really appreciate you reaching out and giving me that question. I know a lot of people are sitting in the same space that you are. So thank you. You really have been a great help, not only to me, but to the entire community that we have. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm grateful to you too, Dave. This is fantastic to get this opportunity. So have fun, guys.
All right.
Be good.
Thank you.
Take care.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Nick's calling me back. See, I told you, you leave messages that stimulate interest. You don't sell on the phone. You simply leave something that's best. Call me doesn't hurt either, usually. Just two words. So what's your favorite way? Go ahead, put them through. What's your favorite way to promote team within a remote workforce? It's simple. The connectivity between people that have distance, geographic distance between them, is the ability to share values. An emotional connection transcends countries and worlds. And so if you can tie your team to an emotional value, one of gratitude, one of forgiveness, accountability, and inspiration, when you share that bond within a team, that's whether it's in the NFL, MLB, NHL, or NBA, does not matter. It certainly doesn't matter here at my company as well. We share a common bond. We have people all around the country that are working with our team and for our team all around, and we are all connected by those key values that we have shared as a collective conscious. Let's go ahead and answer this. Good afternoon, Nick. Welcome to LinkedIn Live with Dave Meltzer. I know you had a question for me. I appreciate you calling me back.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
It's awesome now because I got to pretend like I was a radio talk host. I always wanted to do that. That was kind of cool. Anyway, you got a question for me, Nick?
Yeah. So my question was, how do you help kind of find your focus, your narrow focus or your narrow purpose in life? I know that there's a lot of different things I'm doing in my life. There's a lot of things I'm good at, and I want to have a big impact on people. But I've heard that you kind of got to narrow in on what it is you really find your calling is if you want to really be able to multiply that impact that you want to have.
All right, let me explain what really happens in my perspective, is that focus itself is a catalytic event. Focus is part of paying attention. It's the transition between attention and intention. You need to be focused, but it's only part of the equation. Focus can be created, for example, by ego, right? When we're afraid, we get hyper-focused, and people confuse fear as a motivator, when fear is the biggest soul-sucking, energy-sucking, interference, corrosion between inspiration and us. But it does, ego, fear, anxiety, create focus. What I prefer to do in order to effectuate what you're asking is to, number one, get clarity of my values, my personal values, my experiential values, my giving values, and my receiving values. And if we can gain that great clarity, I then go ahead and determine for that decision what the balance of those values should be. The balance of the values are not 25, 25, 25, and 25. Determinative upon what your objective or trajectory is, you want to determine what the balance of those values are, what percentage you're going to give to your personal, experiential, giving, or receiving values. After you have that clarity and balance of those values, you now can get focused on what you want. And that focus will be the first stage. There's two stages of creation. It'll be the first stage of creation, which is thought. And what happens is if we have a focused thought, we then can attribute intention, which is activity, skills, knowledge, desire, into what we're doing. We take our attention, that focused attention, and we create an intention. And if we have attention plus intention, that clarity, balance, and focus tends to result in matter or materialization or what we want. And so the process of focus is, number one, being aware of that it's not driven by some ego-based fear, anxiety, worry, an emotion that is a false sense of motivation or inspiration, but focus is a derived intent from the analysis with clarity, balance of your personal, experiential, and giving values that creates the ability to be hyper-focused, that then allows us to materialize the second creation from the first creation, which is thought. So when we can control that thought process and control those values, we then can materialize things in a rapid and accurate way. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I really want to stress the fact that one of the things that agitates me or worries me is when people tell me that they're motivated by fear. I want to reiterate that please do not, you know, mistake fear. Fear will focus you, and if you become focused, you will get, because it's a form of intent, you will get results, but not nearly results that you'll get when you are inspired. And true inspired focus through the values that you have, personal, experiential, giving, and receiving, will exponentially not only allow you to get greater results, but most importantly, allow you to enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of that potential. You can't stay consistent with fear being the motivator, or it's not a motivator, it's a soul sucker, but you can't have consistency with fear as your catalytic event to focus. The values have to be the catalyst to focus, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome, Nick. Well, I appreciate you calling back and being not only a lesson for everyone with your focus lesson, but also a lesson on how to get someone to call you back. So thank you so much, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
All right, right on. Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all of the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.